And once again, friends, good afternoon. Mark Helfstrand here. Thanks for joining us today on Let's Talk. Well, my first guest is George Cook. George is the managing director and institutional consulting director for a major financial services firm. He is responsible for shaping strategic policy and combining his knowledge of global financial markets with insights about upcoming market trends. And along with that, he's done a number of humanitarian trips to places like Cuba. And he actively volunteers for a number of nonprofit agencies as well. George, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, Mark. So good to be with you.
Well, the reason we have George on with us is this guy has fallen in love with the Global Leadership Summit. It's coming up August 9th and 10th, so just a few weeks away. Of course, the main event is going to be taking place once again this year at Willow Creek Association. Began back in 1995, and boy, has it grown. And, George, you've been going for, what is it now, about 15 years?
About 15 years or so, Mark. Uh-huh.
Yeah. When they first started introducing this to you, what did you think you were going to get?
Well, I think originally, Mark, it was a gathering place for church leaders who said, we need better training and tips on leadership. But certainly it's evolved over the years to really anyone in the marketplace or in government or in academia, anyone who has a responsibility of leadership or has a team can gain just some of the best leadership principles.
Mm. Okay, as you think back over the 15 years, I know it's impossible to recall, of course, many of the people who have spoken, but any one or two or three that stand out to you that had messages that just still today leave an imprint?
Yeah, there really have been so many. I think of Jim Collins' Good to Great and just the principles he talked about in terms of setting manageable goals and then just pursuing them step after step after step. Or whether it be Joseph Grenny, who talked about difficult conversations. I can't tell you how many times I have turned back to his message or to his book when I've had to have a confrontation with a partner or even a family member and figure out how are we going to tackle this. So, many great talks I still remember like they were yesterday.
Yeah, okay, so this obviously has impacted the way you think overall about leadership, but then you've kind of taken the next step, and so you've wanted to make sure that others really can appreciate this. What have you done to make that happen for friends and business associates of yours?
Yeah, years ago, I brought a friend from the business world. He's a CEO, and he sat next to me at the conference, and he looks around and he goes, this is unbelievable. This is the best conference I've ever attended in my life. And he was clearly not a person that you would look at and say, well, he's a Willow Creek type person. I'd put him more in maybe a seeker category. But he was so overwhelmed. I thought, wow, this guy's a CEO of a major business. And why am I not bringing all my clients? So that really was sort of a crossing point for me when I began to realize that so many people can benefit.
All right. Now, you're being a little bit humble on this. You've actually paid for a significant number of people to come to the Global Leadership Summit. And you don't have to get really right down to the nitty-gritty here, but, I mean, roughly, how many people do you sponsor?
Well, we started off with just a couple dozen, and then people would recommend it to others. And now it's up to about 350 that we bring to the live event, and then we'll sponsor some people in other countries as well. So it probably gets up into the 500 category, something like that.
And again, a lot of people who you've never been to the Global Leadership Summit, you wouldn't know, but I mean, there certainly are some faith messages. It's not that there aren't any, but that's not always the focus of this. So, but with that, how do some of the people who show up who don't quite know how to handle what's going on here spiritually, how do they respond?
That's a good question, Mark. We let people know that this is a very, very unique conference. First of all, it's the most sought-after conference in the world with 400,000 attendance worldwide. So that I think that speaks for itself. There's a reason people are going. But we let our invitees know that it's going to be a third academia, meaning the best thought leaders in the world on how to grow a team, manage a team, build an organizational structure, become a better visionary, a better communicator of values. And then it's going to be a third business. People are actually putting into practice in day-to-day, making money, building large organizations. And then third, it's about one-third ministry people. And we let the people know that we invite, that this is unique. It's going to combine your head and your hands and your heart. And you're going to come out of it being better prepared to lead, and you're going to be better prepared to have a vision of what am I going to do with my one and only life that, you know, that God's put on this planet.
Okay, and you don't just give them tickets and then they don't even know where to sit or anything. You actually organize it so they can all sit together. Did I get it right?
We do sit together, and we try to sit together over lunch so people can process what they've learned. And then we'll even have dinner together for those that are out of town. We'll gather at the local hotel and again, process some of the things we've learned together over the couple of days.
For those just tuning in, George Cook is the managing director and institutional consulting director for a major financial services firm. He is jazzed about the Global Leadership Summit. He's been going for about 15 years. The next one is coming up August 9th and 10th. Of course, the main event is at the Willow Creek Association, but there are a number of satellite campuses as well. And if I got your story right, some of the people that have attended, courtesy of you, have actually gone on to help, what, launch other sites?
Well, that's true. You know, I think once you get a good idea that changes your outlook and your thinking and transforms how you've planned interaction among your group and your team, to keep it to yourself is really selfish. And so most people who go to the summit come out saying the word, wow. And typically they're going to say, well, boy, if my boss could hear this, things would be different. Or if my team could be there, wow, we could interact differently. We could build new language on how we communicate. We could talk about how do we get from here to there. What do we do when we hit bumps and obstacles? What do we do when we hit communication road bumps? And so most people who go want to come back with a team. And so we've encouraged people to do that. And most people do. Most people come back the following year with someone on their elbow, if not their whole team.
You know, one of the things that I've been impressed with in watching the Leadership Summit is the number of women who are not only participants, but actually get invited to speak on the dais as well. And in a world where oftentimes, you know, you hear the arguments that women are either saying, you know, pay is unequal or that they just don't get recognized, it seems like the Global Leadership Summit has wanted to kind of remove some of that glass ceiling. Any thoughts on this?
Well, you really have to ask yourself, where does wisdom come from? And I don't think that any gender has a monopoly on wisdom, for sure. And some of the research now that you hear on leadership is that a company board that is non-diverse is actually less effective. So you want to be diverse in gender, you want to be diverse in age, you want to be diverse in ethnic group, and each of those components adds insight and wisdom and value as you plan your marketing, as you plan your outreach, as you plan your HR development of your organization. So clearly, there's insights from every walk of life. This year, we're privileged to have the vice chairman of our company, who is a African-American woman and ranked in the top 50 business leaders in America, has the opportunity to speak. And boy, are we excited. We are so thrilled just to sit under her and learn how to be better at leaders and better at what we're doing in terms of building our organization.
You know, one of the comments that I read about, you know, your perspective on the summit was that you see it as what you defined as kind of the Starbucks of the faith world. And just expand on that a little bit.
Well, right. I mean, Starbucks is not work and it's not home. It's neutral. So you can meet someone for business. You can meet someone casually. You can come in pretty much any attire. Everybody's comfortable. Everybody's welcome. And that's the message that Starbucks wants to give you, and it's a very comfortable place. And I think the Global Leadership is that for the faith world, because on the one hand, you've got the church who's trying to bring a message of God's love and caring for one another. And then you've got the business community. We're trying to raise the money, support our families, support our communities. And the Global Leadership Summit is neutral territory. It's where we come and we humble ourselves, and people from faith background humble themselves to learn from academia and business. The business people humble themselves and learn from those of us who have faith in Christ.
All right, so you got a couple of days that people have to, you know, step away from work and invest time to do this. You get one more shot here in just, you know, 20 or 30 seconds. Give us your best pitch as to why they ought to step away from work and invest time to do this.
Yeah, I think the brightest minds in the world would say if you could work on your business or work at your business, there's times where you have to step away and work on yourself to bring the best self that you are back to your team, back to your group, back to your company, back to your nonprofit. If you can't invest in yourself, you really have nothing to pass on. So why not take 2 days out of 365, become the best version of you that you can become, and then you've got something to pass on.
All right, very good. Well, friends, you can check out willowcreek.org if you'd like more information on the Global Leadership Summit. I believe you can also just Google Global Leadership Summit. You can find a website for that pretty easily. And by the way, the dates again are August 9th and 10th, and it's coming up at the main campus, campus that where you attend church, if I understand it right, George. Is that correct?
That's true. Yeah, yeah. South Barrington, Illinois.
South Barrington, very good. And Willow Creek would love to have you there for this annual important event. George, thanks so much for giving us some time and some insights into the Global Leadership Summit.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you.
We'll take a time out, and friends, I'll tell you what's coming up next in just a moment.